sad to hear Bernie Perrant has passed away. Man, he was quite the goaltender. The Wings, Bruins, Leafs, he played for a few, but it was with the Flyers in their 74-75 back-to-back Stanley Cups that he turned into an ice-cold legend. Two Stanley Cups, two Conn Smythes, two Vezinas. Shout-outs in both finals. Pretty historic. And there was the bad, too. I think it was, what, 79? A stick caught him in the right eye, and that ended his career right there. Injury. But for someone who guarded the net like you'd guard your grandma's prize knickknacks, that had to sting. Can you imagine one split second your career over just like that after all the experience you've shown the NHL? But he was a pretty funny guy. I met him very briefly at an autograph signing, and a lot of the players said Bernie was known for his personality off the ice. In Philly, among the Broad Street Bullies, he was the guy with the warm smile, good joke, the dog stories. He loved dogs. Someone said all his pals were dogs, more dogs than people as pals. And they all slept with him in his bed like they were a royalty. He's a big dog lover. But Bernie Perrant, he was quite the goaltender. Fall is arriving officially today at 12:19 for those keeping track. Few hours of summer left. Boy, it was hot yesterday. One of our reporters, Jacob, he sailed on over to the Joanne Goulet and asked everyone how they're doing.
It is a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day for get out and get around to golf in before winter sets in.
Hardly any wind. Probably a couple more times out at least. Maybe three, hopefully.
It's fantastic. What an amazing day. So you couldn't ask for a better date, and enjoying the sun, and we get to ruin a wonderful walk with a game of golf.
Yeah, that was Mr. Papiaco there. Recognize that voice anywhere. But yeah, golf courses remain open, as you heard in the forecast. It's going to be 29 in the middle of the week here again. So not letting up this weather. It's going to be nice for a few more days. I'm not entirely sure if you caught on Friday, Evan Bray had previous Copmo on. And near the end of the interview, Evan asked him about, can you confirm whether or not you're working with the Riders in tailgating next season?
The Rough Rider organization had requested a conversation around this. And listen, you know, we want to do anything that we can to support, you know, all the organizations, professional or amateur that we have in the province, whether it be lacrosse, whether it be football, whether it be hockey, whatever that is. And so when an organization like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who are really the, you know, the heart and soul of the CFL, come and say, listen, we want to explore the opportunity for tailgating. You've seen the success south of the border in the NFL and college ball. You know, I think it's a very open thing for us to have a look at as Rider Nation, and this is a good year to have the discussion, because looks like we'll be in the Grey Cup, and I'm very, very confident that we're going to bring that Grey Cup home. And what is most beautiful about that is we're going to bring it home from Winnipeg.
Boy, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it? I like the way he paints that picture. And of course, we're all as CFL fans wondering what's coming up at 11 o'clock. In fact, so much so that we're going to carry it live for you. The CFL announcing yesterday that a major CFL announcement regarding significant changes to the game. I'm reading that verbatim. That's what it says. Will be revealed 11 o'clock our time. Looking forward to leaving work here after the show's over and heading over to the Rail District, the Bungie International Trade Center. Yes, will officially be unveiled. And that's going to have quite the impact over there at the Rail District. Of course, also some announcements forthcoming about the next farm show. And heck, before you know it, it is fall after all. Come November, we'll be into agribition as well, too. But I'll let you know how it all went, what I learned, tomorrow morning on the show as I fire over there after work today. Looking forward to it. Must give a shout-out to Sherwood Co-op and Co-op Refinery Complex. What an awesome fuel-good day this last Tuesday. They sold well over 335,000 liters that day, and that raised over $67,000 for the Alan Blair Cancer Center right here in Regina. So it was a successful fuel day. Friday night, high school football. Looking back here, Campbell knocking off Noel, the big rivalry those two clubs have. Looks like it went in Campbell's favor, 30-18 there. Riffle beat O'Neill, Johnson over Sheldon. Miller took LeBoldis. Lots of extracurricular activities. Volleyball is well underway now, too. Sad to see our Rams lost for the first time. The Huskies beat them 21-20. What an instant yet close classic that was. 21-20. Okay, well, they're going to be all right. Rams are going to be in the Vanier Cup. I know they will. This morning at Prince of Wales Drive on our Cole Avenue, a couple of inner lanes on either side of the median along the intersection, they're going to be closed off all week long. I think they're going to start working on it at 8 o'clock here this morning, top of the hour. But I do also know that as I drove to work down Arcola, all the pylons were starting to be set up there. Yesterday, tens of thousands of mourners gathered inside that stadium in Glendale, Arizona, to pay tribute to Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist who was murdered earlier this month. And he was repeatedly described as a martyr whose movement would live on. President Donald Trump addressed the crowd. He was standing behind a see-through bulletproof wall. And through his speech, he took a few detours here and there, including one where he gave a shout out to Canada.
In the days since Charlie's death, we have seen how his legacy has touched so many millions around the world. In Calgary, Canada, thousands gathered at City Hall to sing the American National Anthem and raise up posters with the name Charlie Kirk.
He managed to take a shot at Jimmy Kimmel, of course.
And the same commentators who this week are screaming fascism over a canceled late-night TV show where the anchor had no talent and no ratings. Last week, we're implying that Charlie Kirk deserved what happened to him.
And Trump did a not-so-great job of trying to unify the country in this.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica.
But you have to admire Erica Kirk, Kirk's widow, who is now taking the helm of Turning Point USA, the organization that he founded. He's got to be proud, man. That was an emotional speech where she at one point described the heartbreak she's felt since her husband's passing and his vision for the future. But through tears, she said she actually forgives her husband's accused assassin.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do.
Pretty remarkable. I caught a little of it yesterday, and I do think she's going to be this next rising political figure now. The way she handled herself on stage and the way she speaks, she'll be on the political scene for a while, I think. Back to Jimmy Kimmel for a second. Kimmel's staff, I guess, are still being paid for now. Talks are ongoing between Jimmy and Disney, but I don't know. I don't see Kimmel softening up any and returning. But his staff is almost like 250 people, so they're getting paid for now, but they haven't officially made the announcement. Remember, they only put him on ice. They didn't cancel him entirely. So, but I think it's probably going to be done. Kimmel has yet to comment publicly on the suspension. He was spotted, though, with some bodyguards going to a lawyer's office late last week.
It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one.
Well, as fall arrives today, it's certainly a football lover's delight here. We're on the downside of, we got 5 weeks left? The CFL. And, of course, the NFL is back now. Week 16 of the CFL. The Riders were idle in a bye week. We saw Montreal win again, beat the Argos. Lions over the Stamps. Saturday, the Ticats edged out the Elks. Bombers beat the Red Blacks, snapping their three-game skid. They're now 7-7. Suddenly, they're in the East again. The Bombers needed that win. Lions and Bombers now 7-7, tied for third in the West behind us. And let's get a little insight here from Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. And Belton, in that Bomber game, Streveler, 54 yards. But it was their defense and multiple turnovers that they forced, and the special teams, the missed field goal return. And we won't even know about Zach Collaros maybe till tomorrow. So are the Bombers a threat down that final stretch if they don't get Zach back?
Are they a threat? That's the question, right? And they do have a good defense, Greg, and they still Oliveira. He steals fear of me, especially when the temperatures start getting cooler, right? Because teams will tend to run the ball a bit more and play defense. So I'm going to say they will be a threat.
Ticats squeaked out a win over the Elks. Hamilton 9-5. Montreal now 7-7 for second. Slowly they're coming on again. 5 weeks to go. Of those two, who'll be in that divisional final out East waiting for the winner of the East semifinal? Is it going to be Montreal or Hamilton?
I'm going to say Hamilton because they had a season series versus the Alouettes. And, you know, with both of those teams having four games left, I'm predicting them both to win two each out of the four they each have.
All right, Belton. As for our Riders, as I mentioned, a bye week. Before that bye week started, it was sounding like Sam Ebeless, Schaefer Baker were close. What's in store for the Riders in this home stretch?
Well, in the home stretch for the Riders, they just got to keep doing what they've been doing prior to the loss there, right? And, you know, if they get some of these guys back, Emlis and Schaefer Baker, that's just going to bode well for the Riders because I think, you know, with the healthy guys coming back, that's going to make them much more of a threat on offense a bit.
Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ. Any idea, Belton, what this major announcement from the CFL will be later this morning, 11-hour time, regarding, as they said, significant changes to the game? What are you thinking here?
I just keep thinking, I'm like, I don't know, what would they think that'd be, go four down or what, Greg? That would be significant, right? But I have no idea, but they got my interest peaked there to tune in.
Well, that was one of my thoughts. Also, the command center's driving everyone crazy watching the game right now. So could it be that?
So I would be happy if it was that. Get rid of it.
They might be messing with us. It might be a significant change to next season, though, too, right? Like, I was thinking, maybe they want to move the season up earlier to get the Grey Cup moved earlier because of weather. Been hearing that a lot. And that would be pretty significant changes to the game next season. So they might be messing with us. But we'll have it, 11 o'clock hour time. I want to take you to NFL Sunday. You were blown away by who's on top.
Who's on top? The Eagles and those guys, right? That, I don't know if you saw the that field goal block, Greg, but buddy, it was rumbling, stumbling, man.
That was awesome.
Joshua Cardi's hit four field goals today. His last one was blocked. From 44, Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
That was so fun. The big D lineman, Jordan Davis, blocked it, picked it up. He runs 61. The NFL came out later and said, Belton on social media, he ran just over 18 miles per hour, the fastest speed recorded by a 300-plus-pound linebacker as a ball carrier. You must have loved that.
Oh, I loved every bit of it, man. That's the dream, to run back one like that. And, he is a big guy, 330 pounds there, running that fast. That's pretty good for him, Greg.
Yeah, and the Rams were up 26-7 in that third quarter, and Jalen Hurts, man. So who else is at the top? You're surprised who's all at the top right now.
So the other team I'm surprised at is, I'll say, the Colts and the 49ers, right? They're undefeated at 3-0, and, you know, Daniel Jones there for the Indianapolis Colts has turned that team around. And the 49ers, whoever would have thought all the injuries that they had early on here in the season, and then I thought they would be at the bottom, but they're on top of the West out there, 3-0, Greg.
It was a fun Sunday, that's for sure. Well, Belton, thanks for the insight.
No problem at all, Greg.
Say goodbye to summer at 12:19. Fall becomes official, and hello to the new season. How about we celebrate fall by giving you a chance right now? If you want to go to the Brent Spankin' New Globe Theater and enjoy their first production, The Master Plan of the New Season, that is starting up the 1st of October. I've got a voucher for a pair of tickets right now. Text me your first last name, 1-877-300-7275. I'll direct message you if you're selected to win tickets to The Master Plan, coming to Globe Theater October 1st through 19th. Yes, fall arriving today, and harvest rolling on, a little behind where it normally is this time of the year, but hopefully you had a good weekend. It was hot and dry and continues to be so for the next few days here too. 11 o'clock our time, that CFL announcement. What is it? Significant changes to the game coming. That's all they're saying. Are they playing with us, or are they actually talking about rule changes that could affect the next weekend of football? That would surprise me. There's a lot of people concerned, oh, I hope it's not four-down football. Don't change a thing. But there are going to be a lot of minds, or shall I say old school, might have difficulty with change. Might there be smaller end zones? A change in the ratio? Might they stop rewarding a missed field goal with a point? I don't know. It's all speculation right now, and we're all wondering what it's all about. But 11 o'clock, you'll hear it live right here on 980 CJME during the Evan Bray Show, which Evan is away. He's actually helping his brother. He's back out in the field again today. So Brett Laux is stepping in for the next few days here, too. Beautiful on the weekend, 31 degrees in both Regina and Moose Jaw yesterday, and that's just prolonging the golf season. No intention of closing yet here. Who knows? Like I said, these temperatures are going to be pretty nice this week, too. Lots of people also excited about jumping on the Blue Jays bandwagon. Now they've clinched playoffs. They're off today, but they went so far. They're 90-66. They've got a two-game lead in the AL East over the Yankees. And there are six games left in the regular season here, too. Hey, heads up. It's the city wanting you to know that they're gathering information and want your feedback on how to deal with homeless encampments. You can weigh in at beheard.regina.ca. And I don't know if I'm honest, given I've been around long enough in this city to hear so many suggestions and ideas of where to build or house a homeless encampment, that almost always we get close to something and then you start hearing that response, but not in my neighborhood. I mean, no disrespect. It just always seems as we get to a certain point of finding a location, and then the old not in my neighborhood mentality always prevails, and people have legitimate concerns too, and it just gets frustrating on both sides, I know. But the city doing what they can. You can weigh in at beheard.regina.ca. They're also going to be reviewing the animal bylaw. And that survey is open up till October 3rd. So pet owners, there's questions about dog aggression, limitations to the breed of dogs, number of pets someone can own. Would you like to be told how many pets you can have in your house or not? Well, what about lease requirements? You better check out the city reviewing animals, the animal bylaw. That survey is open till October 3rd. CJME News Time now is 826.